Reading, page 82, unit 1, exercise 1A.
Llewelyn and Gellert. There was once a Prince of Wales called Llewelyn. He was young, strong and handsome, and everybody loved him because he was always laughing and smiling. He had a dog called Gellert. Llewelyn loved his dog more than anything in the world, and they were always together. The prince and his dog often used to go hunting. One day, they were walking quietly through the forest when they saw a small hut. A deer was standing next to the hut. Llewelyn and Gellert stopped and hid among the trees. The deer didn't run away, so Llewelyn slowly and carefully took his bow and arrow and shot the deer.
"I got it!" shouted the prince. "Come on, Gellert. We'll all eat well tonight."
They ran to get the deer and take it home. But as he was lifting the dead animal onto his shoulders, Llewelyn heard a noise behind him. He turned round. An old woman was standing there. She lived in the forest, and people said that she was a witch. She pointed a long, bony finger at Llewelyn.
"You've killed my deer," she said angrily, "and you will pay for this."
Llewelyn didn't take any notice, and with the deer on his shoulders, he and Gellert turned to go home.
"You're happy now, Prince Llewelyn?"
screamed the old woman as the prince and his dog were walking away.
"But you will die a sad and lonely man."
When he heard this, Llewelyn suddenly felt very cold.
"Remember my words,"
shouted the old woman, and then she disappeared. Time passed, and Llewelyn soon forgot about the old woman. In fact, his happy life became happier and happier. A few years later, he married a beautiful young princess, and they soon had a fine baby boy. By now, Gellert was an old dog, and he didn't used to go hunting with his master so often. But every night he used to sleep by the fire and guard the baby's cradle. Llewelyn knew that his son was safe with his old friend Gellert there. Then one night, Llewelyn woke up suddenly. Gellert was barking loudly. The prince jumped out of bed. By the light of the fire, he saw a terrible sight. The baby's cradle was upside down. Gellert was standing next to it, and blood was dripping from his mouth. Llewelyn couldn't believe it.
"What have you done to my son?"
he shouted at the old dog.
"You've killed him!"
Near the fire, there was a pile of wood, and there was an axe on top of it. Angrily, Llewelyn grabbed the axe and brought it down on the old dog's head. Gellert fell dead on the floor. At that moment, Llewelyn heard a noise. It was coming from under the cradle. Llewelyn picked up the cradle and he saw his son. He was lying on the floor and he was smiling. Next to the baby, there was something large and grey. Llewelyn turned it over. It was the body of a dead wolf.
"Oh, Gellert, my dear old friend," cried Llewelyn. "What have I done? You saved my son from the wolf."
Suddenly, the prince felt very cold, and the old woman's words came back to him. From that night, Llewelyn never smiled again. Even his young son could not make him happy. He died, as the old woman said, a sad and lonely man.